Take my family.
Good news for the lonely hearts that break. You are.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
That you're one of the Lord's treasured possessions? Malachi 3:16 and 17 says in part that those who feared the Lord and honored his name will become his treasured possession. Welcome to Hidden Places, where you'll hear stories, testimonies, and casual conversations from believers just like you who make up the Lord's treasured possession. Each one of us has a unique story to tell, and during this hour, the Lord wants to bring forth those treasures out of the hidden places. Amen, amen, amen. Let the heavens open. Kingdom rule. Had to leave that last little piece in if you could hear that part of the chorus. And that song is Carrie Job, obviously, Let the Heavens Open. And this is a cry for the Lord to open up the heavens that we can receive, that we can believe, that we can be revived. And let the kingdom rule of Jesus Christ be in each one of our hearts.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And so I had just heard that song earlier last week and kind of stirring around, so I had to play that. So good morning. Good morning and welcome to Hidden Places. I'm Karen Hubbard, your host, and I'm here with Nanette Maldonado.
Good morning.
And Cynthia West.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Blessed morning.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And so I had lunch with two of my friends yesterday, late lunch. And the one of them said to me, the wife said, She goes, "Wow, you know, I heard you on your program a couple of weeks ago saying that you're getting your house in order, that God told you to get your house in order." She's like, "Are you okay? Is it, you know, because who did the Lord tell to get his house in order?" That was Hezekiah.
Yes.
You know, because, you know, you're about to go down if you don't get your house in order. But the context I was using was the Lord, you know, getting me to kind of get into focus, you know, begin to focus on the things that are really important. And with that is, you know, both my physical house and my spiritual house. And, you know, with the Lord just making mention to kind of get, we had been talking since the beginning of the year, getting rid of distractions and getting on the straight path and staying close to the Lord and keeping our eyes on him.
Yes.
So this all has to do with that, because that's where I'm at in my life. And I imagine other people are the same place. Mm. You know, the Lord is, he's visiting his people at this time. You know, he lives in us. He's always with us. But then there's those times that he's really, he's pouring it out. He's pouring out his spirit upon all of us. And we, it would behoove us to be in the place that he wants us to be.
Amen.
So that he can do what he wants us to do. And so anyway, it's awesome. And it's like, it's kind of a, you know, we have to like lay down our own agenda every single day, every day. We got to lay it down, start over again. That's how I've been living my life for a lot of years now. You know, and when you get overwhelmed with things, it's like you just have to stop and just surrender and let him order our steps, because he does say that in the word, that, you know, he'll give us wisdom, discernment, direction, but we have to be still and listen and quit trying to do it our own way. And, you know, I don't know, if maybe some of us have achieved that. I haven't. But every day, every day I'm laying it down.
Yes.
So now this morning in my prayer time, I heard the word living water. So the first scripture I thought about was in John 4 with the Jesus with the Samaritan woman at the well, right? So she's coming there. She ain't looking for Jesus. She's doing her thing, getting her water. And so then Jesus told the disciples to go get food or do whatever they were going to do. And so that Samaritan woman shows up. And he asked Jesus to give her a drink from the well. And then further down in verse 10, he said, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you are speaking to, you would ask me and I would give you living water." So then they have the conversation, and she goes on to say, "Oh, but you don't have a rope or a bucket. You know, how are you going to get water?" And down in verse 13, Jesus said, "Anyone who drinks this water will soon become thirsty again. But those who drink the water I give will never be thirsty again. And it becomes a fresh, bubbling spring within them, giving them eternal life." And, you know, as I was reading that, I was I just started praying. And I was saying, we've got to dig deeper. We have to dig for that living water that God has put in us, that is, you know, the kingdom of God is within us. He's already put in everything, but we have to, it's like mining for it. We have to mine for it. It doesn't just like pop and happen. You know, of course we do things and the Lord responds as we're obedient to his will, but we need more of the Lord, but we've got to dig for it. We've got to go deeper in him. But I was seeing that, you know, like when you have a shovel and you break in, when they're trying to dig for water, like if somebody bought a piece of acreage, they want to find out where's the water table. So they're going to, you know, dig holes and do all that. So I just see that our spiritual life, you don't see anything on the surface, but you've got to dig in order to bring that water up. You know, it's just not going to come up. You've got to dig for it and, you know, and find that place where it is. Because, you know, you might be standing here and the water might be, you know, 10 feet away. But but you're not going to get it where you're standing. You've got to move over to a different place. And, you know, and then also in John 7:38, Jesus promises living water. And he said, on the last day of the festival, Jesus stood and shouted to the crowds, anyone who is thirsty may come to me. Anyone who believes in me may come and drink. For the scriptures declare rivers of living water will flow from his heart. And when he said living water, he was speaking of the Spirit, who would be given to everyone believing in him. But the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet entered into his glory. So dig for that living water. Look for that living water today. If you're dry and thirsty, dig. Get in your prayer closet and dig. Look for that living water. And and it, you know, it's almost like with the Samaritan woman, she was not looking for Jesus. That, to me, that's the whole thing. It's wonderful, all the stuff that happened. You know, he revealed her life and all this stuff. And so then she went and told everybody. But the fact that she was only going to the well, just doing her daily thing. And the Lord, somewhere in Scripture, it does say that the Lord is looking for those who are not looking for him. You know, there's many people that are just wandering around in life. And they're, you know, God is the last thing on their mind. But he's always looking. You know, he's got his eye on everyone, mankind. He wishes that all men be saved. And so he's always looking. And even those that aren't paying attention. I think about all the times and years that I wasn't really paying attention to God. You know, just doing my own thing. But he was always there. He's always pursuing after us. And I just feel that this is a time he's pursuing after us. Everybody's focused on all the turmoil and the stuff going on in the world. And, you know, and you could really get bummed out if you spend your time thinking about those things or watching the news. But Jesus has this living water, this eternal place of, you know, water represents life. You know, you can't live without water. And if you're out in the middle of the desert, you're not thinking about getting a McDonald's cheeseburger. You're thinking about water. You know, and the water that Jesus gives is life. Life, life-giving water. So I just wanted to put that out there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. As Nanette is reading.
Read it out.
You took me somewhere, sis. No, you know, it's interesting because, you know, as I was driving up here, you know, I kept hearing similar things like the wellspring, right? And I kept hearing rivers of living water. But it was like I saw myself, you know, when you start praying and you don't know what you're praying and you catch yourself like, huh? You know, I had backed up because I started saying, live in the overflow, live in the overflow of that. And I kind of like took a back, you know, like my back kind of, because I was driving, you know, went on my seat and I was like, wow. And I really felt that strongly because there's life there, you know, there's life there. And whenever we step out of that, we dry up. You know, we dry up. And like you were saying, you have to continue to grow in the Lord. He's wanting us to mature, you know, he's wanting us to receive that solid food, you know, that meat that's, you know, in the scriptures, you know, where we have to move from where we're at to the next. You know, the fundamentals, and I think right now I can't recall where it's at in the scriptures, but you know, when you mention about the woman in the well, I remembered my time in that particular scripture over and over again, I just see Jesus as the revealer. You know, like he just reveals what you need to know. Mm-hmm. Whether you're prepared or not to receive it at mm-hmm, the moment. Right. Because I could just imagine how shocking it was to her. Like, how do you know all of these mm-hmm. things, you know? And they were hard things, you right. know? Like, he mm-hmm. approached, you know, he mentioned something about, go get your husband, you know? and that was okay, because at that point, any one of us, right, can say, oh, well, you know, my husband's working, or I'm not married. But it was like it drew out of her. Mm-hmm. It drew out of her. So it's interesting, right? We're drawing from the well, mm-hmm. but something drew out of her. Mm-hmm. And it was all of that stuff that had to be mm-hmm. revealed, not in a hurtful manner, mm-hmm. but exactly. in a manner that it did welcome, like, even that silence repentance, you know, like, how do you know that? Mm. But then it was so freeing at the same time. Yeah. I hope I'm making sense. And it was so freeing at the same time. And and you know, that woman was never the same.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
And she didn't go through any let's check the box, you know, make sure she says this or does that. Mm-hmm. She had met the one. Mm-hmm. The revealer.
Amen.
Amen. You know, even as you're mm-hmm. talking about that, I'm thinking about when we, because we're the hands and feet of Jesus now. So, you know, are we going to a well where there are people who are, you know, trying to draw water? You know, so Jesus, what you're talking about, he didn't have to say anything because it was the prophetic word that drew her, you know, to the repentance. And mm-hmm. then, so what about us when we're out ministering? No, well, not ministering, might be just in Publix or something. And, you know, are we being Jesus to other people as we're just mm-hmm. we're just in a place, and then we notice somebody and the Lord leads us to that individual? Mm-hmm. And how is it, you know, do we will speak a word to them, you know, that speaks to their destiny mm-hmm. or to call them out? Not, you know, somebody, yeah. you may look at people and go, well, you know, that's a whatever, mm-hmm. you know, some people, mm-hmm. obvious the lifestyles that they're in, but we don't have to address their lifestyle. We look in a heart. Mm-hmm. We ask the Lord to show us their heart mm-hmm. so that he can call out of them what he put in them, mm-hmm. you know, that, like, if our evangelism was that way, mm-hmm. rather than screaming at the yes. side of the road, you better repent, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, there's a place for that, mm-hmm. but I just think about going to the people that aren't looking for Jesus. Mm-hmm. They're just getting their groceries in Publix, or they're just somewhere at the restaurant somewhere. They're not looking for him. But yet he shows up. Mm. So he uses us to show up.
Yeah.
That's right.
And he,
beautiful.
He, and you know what? He broke social barriers.
Yes.
You know, this the social barriers yeah. that are trying in this day and age mm-hmm. to become like limitations and boundaries for mm-hmm. us. Mm-hmm. And yet here's Jesus, the Christ, you know, he broke those barriers because mm-hmm. men at that time were not allowed in public to approach a woman, you
and
know?
Especially not a Samaritan.
And especially not, yes. Mm. And so.
As a Jew, not to
yeah.
speak to a Samaritan, yeah.
And yeah, so.
I'm just finding that it's wonderful the way that it is always related that Holy Spirit, that water is representative of the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You know, I think for me, that's the main thing, one of the main things that comes out here. We always relate water to representing Holy Spirit and, or, you know, oil sometimes, but and lots of things, fire, etc. Mm-hmm. But water is one of them. And that he said he must needs go through Samaria mm-hmm. for this. You know, I must needs go through Samaria. And, you know, the scripture makes it that this is one of the points why he had to go through Samaria was to meet a Samaritan, especially a woman, like we've just said. And it's, he says in verse 23, he says to her, "A time will come, however, indeed it is already here,
yes.
when the true, genuine worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth."
Mm-hmm.
Reality. It's the reality he was trying to bring home to her of worshipping in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking, the Father is looking, the Father is seeking just such people as these, as his worshippers. Mm-hmm. The Father is looking for those who will worship him, who will worship the mm-hmm. Father in spirit and in truth. And I've got the Amplified in brackets. It says mm-hmm. reality.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just an outward thing. It's an inner thing. It's for me, again, it was also relevant that our human bodies, God made our human bodies. And please, if I've got the figure wrong, are we 80% water or something like that?
Yeah, it's up there. Mm-hmm.
Is it 80%? Thank you. We ain't going there. Okay. 80%, me and figures. 80% water. Why? You know, because Holy Spirit is representative of water. It's our life. Mm. It's our life spring. It's the well of water that we need to stay alive. It's relevant. Mm. You know, it's not just, oh, he happened to choose. No, he chose water. And water is used here as representative of the Spirit for a reason. And it's when we sit down with the Word and Holy Spirit himself reveals this to us. He makes the connection. He brings the revelation mm-hmm. to say, you need me. I am a vital necessity. In the Amplified, the word vital necessity is used often. I'm not just a necessary part of your life. I'm a vital necessary part of your life. Drink of me.
Mm-hmm.
Drink.
Mm.
I am Holy Spirit. Drink of me. And it will enable you to worship the Father in spirit and in truth, in reality. And this is what Father is looking for. Many times, those who are thirsty. In fact, he says it later. You read it. Those who are thirsty, come and drink mm-hmm. of me. It's a necessary part
mm-hmm.
of our relationship, not just to Father, but so that Holy Spirit can lead us to Father. You know, because Holy Spirit is water, the water of life, the wellspring of life. And that's where, you know, Annette, you felt the overflow.
Mm-hmm.
Live in the overflow, not just the necessary part.
Mm-hmm.
No, drink as much as you want. And it's for us, it's here, it's in the Bible, it's the Word. His Word
mm-hmm.
is water, is life,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's just a small part of what I think Jesus was trying to convey to this woman. You know, if you knew, if you but knew who you were speaking to, mm-hmm. if you had only known and had recognized God's gift, who this is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him instead, and he would have given you living water.
Mm.
It's necessity for life. We need it
just
in order to live. So, yes, I want that overflow.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to live in that overflow that you mentioned, Nanette, and that is, you know, he's making reference to here. Oh, it's full. It's full, you know. And I just want to pray in that if anybody is thirsting. This is right. This is the time for the thirsting. I pray right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth for us, for everyone who's listening, that Almighty God, by the power of His Holy Spirit, will increase that yearning and that desire for Him. I ask for increase it, Lord, and then fill our cups, Lord. We lift it up, Lord. Come and quench the thirsting of our souls. I can't remember the words of the song now. You know, fill us till we want no more. Fill our cups. We lift it up and make us whole, Lord. Make us whole. In Jesus' name. And please, would you say amen, those who are listening. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. You know, I was just looking at the, sorry about that. In John 4:10, I'm looking at the, you know, the Greek for all of the whole scriptures there. It says, if you knew, and the Greek word for that is eido, which I don't know how to pronounce, but to know it is to see and perceive.
Hey, beautiful.
To perceive everything about God, everything about the kingdom, we have to be able to perceive it.
Yes.
And He's the one that opens our eyes to it. You know, it's not just like, you know, you look, well, for lack of anything else, so over here on Jonathan's desk, there's papers. So you can look with your natural eyes and see papers.
Mm-hmm. Are you saying Jonathan's table is a mess? Okay.
No, I didn't say that at all.
Sorry. I digress.
So even like picture your own desk if you have a desk at work. So now you're home. If you're at home and you think of something that you forgot to do at work, then you're perceiving. You can see with your mind's eye.
Yeah.
The layout of your desk and where the papers are and everything. Mm-hmm. But we have to go beyond that to see in the spirit.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And it's the same like in your home. You can, if someone says, mentions the master bedroom, like automatically your brain is thinking about what does your master bedroom look like.
Yeah.
And so we have to perceive, we have to notice, we have to discern and discover. We turn our eyes and our mind and our attention to pay attention, to observe, you know. So, you know, I just think about with Jesus, you know, watching The Chosen, and, you know, you're seeing their interaction back and forth. And all the time that I'm watching, I'm like, you know, we have the benefit of all of this scripture. Mm. We've got a Bible in our hand, so we can just flip and read everything. But they didn't have that back then. They had only the Torah, right? Mm-hmm. So that's all they had. And they had Jesus right in front of them.
Hey.
So,
and not everybody had it, you know?
Right. Mm. Yeah, exactly. But they had to trust Him.
Right.
Whatever He said, they had to. They had to see it and believe it and trust it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they didn't have the luxury of going to seminary and all of these other things that, you know, He sent him out like pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? From the time he chose them.
It's interesting. Yeah. And when you're saying that, I could picture that. Let's say if I just had the Torah and here's this Jesus in front of me, I felt like, you know, I heard the words awakening. That's awakening.
Yes.
Because we
go there. Come on.
It's like, you know, here, let's say, you know, let's go, let's picture myself, you know, as a Jewish girl, you know, and I'm being taught the Torah, you know, being read to. But when you come, like when you face Jesus, it's like it comes alive, and like you're saying, it takes you deeper. There's layers and layers and layers in His Word that the Spirit invites
Amen.
You
Amen.
To.
Yeah.
The
Amen.
Spirit of the living God invites you. So I could imagine how these, you know, whoever knew whatever little or whatever much, when Jesus was walking with them, it was like they were seeing things.
Right.
You know, come alive. Mm-hmm. And yet still they didn't, they quite weren't there fully on a lot of things, you know? And because even in John 4, when they're talking about, you know, after that, the disciples notice that he was with this woman in the well, and mm-hmm. well, she had left. You know, they were still concerned of his hunger. Mm-hmm. You know, he was, Jesus, yeah. did you eat? Like, you know.
Yeah, because they're like, come on, we're starving.
Come on, yeah, yeah. You know? and, you know, he's like, you know, it says in John 4, 32, it says, I have food to eat that you know Amen. Nothing about.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know nothing about. And so, gosh, and you know, and the disciples just said, wait a minute, is it possible someone else brought him food? But he says, I receive my nourishment by serving the will of the Father who sent.
Mm.
Hold on, I have to turn the page. Who sent me and completing his work.
Amen.
So again, you know, when it says, you know, they didn't do away with the law. He wasn't doing away with the law. He wasn't doing away with anything. Mm-mm. He was completing it. He was fulfilling it.
Mm-hmm.
And he says it clearly right here. He says, I receive my nourishment by serving the will of the Father who sent me and completing his work. And so that I don't know, I sit in that for a bit.
I'm just really enjoying that word perceived. Mm-hmm. Perceived, because that is it. What
it
do
is.
You see?
That's mm-hmm. right.
It's part of believing.
That's right.
It's a part of knowing mm-hmm. That you know. Mm-hmm. When you perceive it, it's like you received it in mm-hmm. internally. And when you can perceive it, can you see it? He said to Abraham, look, mm-hmm. what do you see? What are you perceiving? What can you see? Mm-hmm. You know, he mentioned the stars. He said, then I'll make your descendants as the stars.
Numerous
what
as the
do
star.
We perceive mm-hmm. in our inner man, in our inner being? That is what, that's all we have. We have to, what are we perceiving?
Mm-hmm.
What is our belief, our foundation? What is our knowing that we know that we know that nobody can take away from you? Nobody and nothing can take away from you. It's your internal spiritual perception and knowing. And it's only by the Holy Spirit.
Only by the Holy
Spirit. Because that's what Jesus said. I will send the Holy Spirit, and he mm-hmm. will take of what is of me and give it to you.
Amen.
And that's how, you know, we perceive, we know. That's food. Nourishment.
And
somebody going to stop me now? Okay.
Yeah. We got to go to a break, even though this is so great. But we'll resume this in just a couple of minutes.
I'm Mindy Molina, investment advisor rep, licensed insurance agent, and fiduciary. From protecting your investments to not overpaying in taxes, financial concerns make up a long list of topics, and I can't wait to cover them all. I'll have expert guests, including CPAs and estate attorneys, and bring you insight you can benefit from. Listen in to the Mindy Molina Show every Wednesday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM. Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
All right, we are back, and we're in John 4, talking about Jesus and the woman at the well and living water and all other kinds of things. And Annette, you were on verse, what was that?
Oh, yeah, I was on, because when Cynthia again was just piggybacking on the word perceive, it's interesting that after I read completing his work, we move forward to 35, verse 35, and it says, you know, this is Jesus again saying, you have heard others say, be patient. We have 4 months to wait until the crops are ready for the harvest. I say, take a closer look and you will see. Mm-hmm. That's another word for saying perceive, mm-hmm. you know? Go deeper, take a closer look. Look what I'm really showing you. And telling you, and you will see that the fields are ripe and ready for the harvest. And so that's like right after all that. And you know, in scripture, there's no like numbers per se, you know, chapter one, chapter two. It's all going together. It's all mm-hmm. flowing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and so that's interesting because I started thinking about our fellow brothers and sisters, you know, whoever they are in the faith, how, you know, some are kind of like retrieving, mm-hmm. you know?
Retreating. Pulling back.
Yeah. Pulling back or mm-hmm. slowing down mm-hmm. or getting complacent.
Yeah.
You know, getting wounded, just in this numb state. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, my heart is to call them back.
Amen.
You know, to call them back.
Amen.
That this is not a time to take steps back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we've been, since, you know, late last year, we're mm-hmm. always talking about this. We've got to move forward. Mm-hmm. You know, don't let the enemy stop you in your tracks with anything. And, you know, whatever, especially condemnation. You know, we've got to get over condemning ourselves for stuff. Jesus has forgiven us. He has given us this eternal life, mm-hmm. that well that is always there. And when you go there, you meet him at the well, and you just start over every day, just... Mm. Go to the well and let draw the water from him mm-hmm. and get over yourself and get to where he is.
Yes.
Get to how he's looking at you, his purpose
yes.
for you. And, you know, that the thing with the woman at the well, you know, when she went and told everybody and, you know, and I know how it was when I got saved, when I realized that I had been delivered and set free, you know, a different person. And I believe the Lord wants us to live that way. We just live with him. You know, we struggle through life. We've got things. But that's always the place that we can return to draw from the deep wells of salvation, which, mm-hmm. you know, we hear about in the Psalms. You know, we just draw from the well.
Yeah.
Just get it. Forget about what you're doing or you're thinking or, you know, the condemnation and the lies from the enemy and from your flesh. You know, our flesh condemns us And then and our flesh is ruled by the devil. Mm-hmm. So you're never going to win the battle with the flesh unless you surrender it to the to Jesus and lay it down before him so that he can pull you up out of that place.
Mm-hmm. The Lord gave me two scriptures today. So So I hope this doesn't digress in any way from the woman at the well, but I feel it in me to say it. I'm going to just read Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 3. A voice of one who cries,
amen.
Prepare in the wilderness the way of the Lord. This is where a lot, you've just mentioned the people, that's mm-hmm. why I'm mentioning mm-hmm. it. People are in a wilderness, mm-hmm. you know, not knowing what to do, not knowing what to say. There's a voice. There is a voice, there is a sound that is going out right now. I declare it in Jesus' name.
Yes.
A voice of one who cries, prepare in the wilderness the way of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Clear away the obstacles. Karen's cleaning out her house. Clear away the obstacles. Make straight and smooth in the desert of your life, in the mm-hmm. desert of your heart, a highway for our God.
Mm-hmm.
And every valley where you're low shall be lifted and filled up. And every mountain where you're prideful and obnoxious and hill, every mountain and hill shall be made low. Allow the Holy Spirit to come in, you know, and the crooked and mm-hmm. uneven shall be made straight and level, and the rough places a plain. This is the time for this. Mm-hmm. The drawing, mm-hmm. the wooing is all mm-hmm. to do this. It's necessary for Holy Spirit to do this in us. This is such a quick going through. There's massive. There's years of teaching in this. and the glory. Why? And the glory, majesty, and splendor of the Lord shall be revealed if we submit, if we allow
mm-hmm.
the every valley to be lifted up. And every mountain and hill to be made low, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. He's still speaking it now.
Mm-hmm.
And that brings us to Isaiah chapter 60. This resounded in my spirit yesterday. And it's a command. I feel the Lord is not asking very nicely, very quietly. I feel the Lord is. This is a clarion call. This is a command.
Amen.
Chapter 60 starts with the command. And he doesn't say it quietly. I'm going to back off. He says, arise! Get up! And I pray that that resounds to you today. The Lord is saying to whosoever has ears to hear, now is the time. Arise from the depression. Many people are depressed. Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances, what's happening around, has kept you. It has. It's had you bound. Bound. That's what's the purpose of it. Don't let it succeed. Don't let it win. In which circumstances have kept you. The next command is rise, get up, rise, stand to a new life, life with the living water of life we're talking about. Rise to a new life. Let the living water give you life and energy. Get in the word. Keep calling for Jesus. We all have to do it right now. We're all striving
mm-hmm.
because even though the Lord is calling us, it's beautiful the way he's calling us and wooing us and drawing us, but there has to be a submission in it, mm-hmm. a yearning and a hunger and a mm-hmm. thirsting to be in the overflow. Rise to a new life. And the third command is shine. You shine. It's a command. Be radiant. Be. It's not, well, I hope you will be radiant after you. No. Be. Be.
Be.
Yes. Be live. Amen. Be it. Perceive it. Be radiant with the glory of the Lord. for your light has come. It's a declaration, for your light mm-hmm. has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. If you are thirsty enough, if you are at the well wanting water, if you can hear the Lord saying, drink if you only knew who was here. Jesus is here. Drink of him. Be of him. Perceive him. Mm-hmm. What do you see? The Lord is asking you this day. What do you see? Look. It's a command. Look. What do you see? You shall have what you see. You can perceive it. You can be it. You can believe it. That's how the Bible says miracles happen. What do you perceive? What is in you that you can call forth and believe and know for and stand in? Don't let the enemy rob you of the truth. You know the truth. Stand in the truth. Declare the truth. Read the truth. Be the truth. That is what the gospel is. And it's the gospel that will stand against the wiles of the enemy. The more you stay in the word and read the word and drink the word and eat the word, sing and praise and worship, that's where you get the water. That's where Jesus said, I have food that you know nothing of. He assured them, I have food, nourishment to eat, of which mm-hmm. you know nothing and have no idea. And that is the way, you know, he said, my food, my nourishment is to do the will, the pleasure of him who sent me, and to accomplish and completely finish his work. That's my will. That's mm-hmm. my heart's desire, is to fulfill the purpose for which I was sent. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I spent our old church in England, we would say 3 hours, 4 hours, and it was no time at all. We were not hungry. We just wanted to be there. We were just being fed. We were being filled. And this is what it reminds me of. Jesus says, my food, my nourishment is to do the will, the pleasure of him who sent me. I pray that those of you who are listening, that will be your heart's desire, to achieve the purpose for which you were sent, the pleasure of him who sent you, and to accomplish and completely finish his work. Stand and be that now. Now. That will defeat the enemy. That will bring you life. That will bring you encouragement. Ask of the Father, drink of the Father, drink of what the table is spread. The table is spread. Eat and drink whatever Holy Spirit puts on the table. So I pray that in you now. Let that be your desire and your heart's desire. And again, if you want it, it's up to you. Would you say, amen, amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody's calling in for that. No. You can't hear the phone ringing. But yes, praise God. Yeah, I think, you know, when we come on this program, like, you know, we see prophetically, you know, as many people do. So we're calling you, just move forward in the Lord, pick up your stakes and move forward and just hear whatever the Lord's speaking to your heart. You know, each one of us has, you know, different things that the Lord speaks to us about, but somewhere in all of that mix, he's speaking to you and he's confirming things to you. And, you know, I know what it's like to be at a place where there's no word. You know, there's nobody preaching the gospel. Nobody, you know, and you, if you don't have it, you don't realize how much you miss it. Mm-hmm. You know, I've lived in places in other countries where there was nothing. There was no sense of the gospel being preached or anything. And it was a scary place. But then to move back and be in a place where the word of God was flowing, mm-hmm. and people were actively talking about the Lord, you know, you don't realize how much you need it. Living water.
Yes, because we are a part of what is happening today. Yes. Mm-hmm. Whether it's political, strongly right now, we are a part of what is happening politically, spiritually. You can't close your eyes and say, oh, it's not happening. It's happening, and mm-hmm. it's affecting every one of us. We are a part of this political situation. The only defense we have is the truth of what the word and what Jesus and what the Lord is showing us. Mm-hmm. It's the truth, because it's exactly the opposite of the lies mm-hmm. that are coming our way, of the evil that is coming our way. We have to stand in the word of God, which is the good, which is the truth, mm-hmm. which is the way. Jesus is the way. He stood in his day against the Romans exactly the same. He came with the truth, because he is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. And we have that now. We have to stand in what we know. That is our defense. We cannot deny it. You know, it's not, oh, I'm a Christian, but I'm not a... No! Mm-hmm. Politics. I mean, you know, the prophets were the ones that said to the king, you are the one mm-hmm. who the story is about. King David had to bow and repent in all that he knew that he had done wrong. But it took a prophet. It took all that prophet had in that day. We have Jesus now. Jesus stood and said, you Pharisees, whoever, whatever, is siding with what is wrong. You know? No, I will not back down. I will stand up. I will be heard. And that's you know, I pray that's not just, you know, I know that is only the Jesus in me that enables that, to be able to say something without going off the wrong end of the high tower. You know what I mean? Getting out of my pram again here, you know. But in Jesus' name, no, silent no more, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Wow. So, gonna go back to the living water.
Living water. Oh yes, let's go back to the living water.
Well, yeah, but just because Dave sent me a text and said that the average percentage of water in the human body is 60%.
Oh,
thank you, Dave.
Thank you very much, David, for that.
60.
Yeah. So we need water in every way, shape, or form. And now that I'm thinking about it, the body, you know, there's a book that I saw by Stan Moore. He was the pastor down at Words of Life in Fort Lauderdale. Sorry if I got his name wrong. He wrote a small book about the body's many cries for water. And he talked about the physical manifestations of, you know, like all our sickness and disease, you know, high blood pressure, yeah. You know, every ailment that we have is because there's a lack of water in the body. So think of this in the spiritual, you know, the body of Christ, you know, with,
wow. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's backbiting, there's grumbling, there's complaining, because there's no living water there.
Yep.
Maybe the wells run dry and mm-hmm. has been covered up or mm-hmm. buried, mm-hmm. you know, so you go back in the yeah. flesh. Mm-hmm. So that lack of water Amen. Causes people to be angry and bitter. Mm-hmm. And but I'm just believing that God is pouring out his spirit.
Definitely.
You know, he's always with us. But there are times when he's moving among us mm-hmm. in a greater way. And as, you know, as we see the darkness get darker, the light will become brighter.
Yes.
In the people of God. Mm-hmm. So stick with God mm-hmm. and he will stick with you, as it says in the,
yes,
and I think the Message translation has this. You yes. know, when you're faithful, he's going to be faithful to you.
Amen.
And those Amen. That are, you know, maybe those that are getting weary, mm-hmm. like Nanette was talking about earlier, mm-hmm. There are those that, you know, sometimes you just feel like you've been trudging along for years. Mm-hmm. You know, just dig a little bit deeper for that water. And, you know, and the Lord says you have not because you ask not. Mm-hmm. You know, I know I went through periods of time where I would just be thinking about, well, you know, I don't have this and that. But did I talk to the Lord about it? No. I just thought. I just lived in my brain thinking, you know, about, well, you know, I wish I had this or this isn't happening. But never once did I think to ask the Lord, you know, can I have this or this is what I'm asking, this is what I'm desiring. So that the when you make that transfer, you know, you get it out of your brain into your mouth and then into the prayer mm-hmm. closet.
Amen.
You know, the Lord said that, you know, whatsoever you ask for in prayer, believe that you received it mm-hmm. and you'll have it.
Amen.
And like Cynthia was talking about, the perception, the perceiving of things. If you can't perceive God doing something for you, then it's, you know, what do you got? You don't have anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm speaking from experience. Mm-hmm. And if you don't, without a vision, the people perish. Mm-hmm. If you do not see, if you're in debt, you know, been there, done that. You know, you're in debt and you're, you just don't see the way out. And I remember this years ago when you know, we experienced that. Where literally there was $22 in the checking account. And I do not know how God fixed that. And, you know, and we had never really had financial issues. You know, many people do. But my husband and I have not. But we did a period of time where something happened and everything dried up. And it was a very scary time. But I remember asking the Lord, how can we get out of this? And he clearly just showed me how to get out of it. Mm-hmm. And anyway, so whether it's financial or anything else you have going on, the Lord will be faithful to you. But you have to see it. You got to be able to see it.
Amen.
When you see it, then you can.
Exactly.
And sometimes you have to know it. Mm-hmm. When you perceive a thing, it becomes knowing. Mm-hmm. A knowledge mm-hmm. in you mm-hmm. and then your faith can activate mm-hmm. whatever it is that you see, because you know it's already done.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a matter of going through the steps and the time mm-hmm. waiting for it. So
I know we gotta make this fast and we're closing up, but you know, I'm thinking, just as Jesus met that woman in the well, it's like, don't reject God's messengers in your life, you know, because he sends us, right, to places that we might not go, to people mm-hmm. that we might not go, like that woman in the well. And he can move in such a beautiful, powerful way if we are just willing. Mm-hmm. We're willing to, you know, tell the others, you go on along. I'm so sensitive in the spirit. I feel the spirit of God drawing me and causing me to go to another direction mm-hmm. for even mm-hmm. a moment, because he wants to do something and I'm about my father's business.
Mm-hmm.
And so my prayer for those that are listening is that you hear the Lord when he's leading you to that well, whatever that is for today, to be willing to encounter that person that maybe might not be looking for him,
mm-hmm.
but needs him.
Amen.
And is thirsty. And so I believe that the Lord will meet you and will give you the words and the drink that will bring life to them. Mm. But you have to offer the cup, the same cup that was offered to you.
Amen.
To drink from.
Amen.
So blessings.
Praise God. All right, so we're out of time. And we will be here next week. And looking forward, always look forward every week to hear what the Lord has to say, because it's just as a surprise to us as it is you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, amen. We'll see you next week.
Amen.
Join me again next Friday at 11 a.m. as we bring forth more treasures out of the hidden places.